I have heard some people say about their children that I don't want to force my views on them. I'll let them decide about what they want to believe. What I tell them is there's only one problem with that. You're the only one who believes that. Their teachers don't believe that. Their coaches in the sports they're at do not believe that. The government bureaucracy does not believe that. Throughout all their life, those who will teach them do not believe that they should make up their own mind about what is true. The fact is that we must instill in our children the truth and bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord and in the church. There will come a day when they will receive it or not and have their own mind about things, but they must be started out in the truth. You know, Jesus' parents, Mary, his mother, and Joseph, his earthly father, did not believe that Jesus should be brought up in any old way and let him make up his own mind. Listen to what it says immediately after Jesus was born. It's found in Luke chapter 2, verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. You see, they were careful to bring Jesus up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, in the community of faith. That's where he would begin. We don't take away children's free will by teaching them the truth and instructing them in the truth. They'll have plenty of time to exercise their free will later, but they need to start out with the truth. They need to start out and be raised in the community of faith, just as Jesus' parents did for him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray for the families that are in our churches. I pray, O Lord God, that they will see the need of instructing their children in the ways of the Lord, bringing them up in faith, and giving them that message of hope that they will need for their whole lives, Lord. I pray that you would instill this in us, and this would be on our hearts and in our minds, to teach our children and dedicate them to the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.